All right, it is September 14th, 2019, and you are listening to the All Labs Matters podcast with Kevin the Kevin Brew. I am, as always, Kevin the Kevin, and how are we doing on this Friday, huh? Happy Friday, everybody. Happy Friday. Man, this year has flown by, right? What is it? What? We got 3 months left? 3 months left in 2019. And, before you know it, it'd be the end of the world. All right. That was a, kind of brought the mood down a little bit. But, yeah, we're good, man. It's Friday, right? My phone ringer's off. My walkie-talkie's turned off. I should get no interruptions. No interruptions! Right? And, yeah, I don't want to have any interruptions because we have a few things to talk about. Now, I know this is All Labs Matters, but we're going to go keeping up with kayfabe with this one, man. Because got a couple things I want to talk about. Number one, the King of the Ring. All right. You guys know that the King of the Ring, you know, after about, I don't know, it's been what, 2, 3, 4 years since they had the King of the Ring. I think the last winner was Wade Barrett, I think. And they brought it back a few weeks ago. And there was a lot of anticipation. Ah! All right. I'm sorry. Let's do that again. All right, it is September 13th, 2019, and you're listening to the All Last Matters podcast with Kevin the Kevin Brew. I am Kevin the Kevin, and how are we doing on this Friday, huh? We're doing good, right? Let's start this thing off right. Let's get straight to it, right? We're going to cut all the rigmarole and just get right to the podcast. The King of the Ring, everybody. Now, for those of you who's been keeping up with the WWE, they brought back the King of the Ring recently. And I think the last winner was, I don't know, Wade Barrett, about 4 or 5 years ago. And there was a lot of anticipation around this King of the Ring, right? Because when it comes to the King of the Ring, I think there's no better way to bring somebody up or give somebody a push or put somebody over than for them to win a tournament as prestigious, quotes there, as prestigious as the King of the Ring, right? You know, everybody who's, well, mostly everybody who's won the King of the Ring has, you know, went on to become world champion, right? With the exception of Wade Barrett or Owen Hart. There's a lot of them, Mabel, Billy Gunn, you know, like, there's nothing you can do for those guys, all right? Sorry. There's nothing you can do for those wrestlers. I mean, you can't put those guys over. Except for, like, Wade Barrett. I don't know why they kept that guy down. And speaking of talent being held down, and trust me, I'm going somewhere with this, because this pertains to the King of the Ring also. Drew McIntyre. What is going on with Drew McIntyre? Like, is he not the chosen one? Like, he's been a star in the making ever since he arrived to the WWE. And I don't mean 3 or 4 years ago. I'm talking about when he got here, maybe in, what, 2006, 2007, right? And, he was endorsed by Vince McMahon. He became the Intercontinental Champion really quick. One half of a tag team champion with Cody. He was being pushed pretty good, right? And then all of a sudden, you know, cut to two, he's in the three-man band. Right? Completely buried him. Like, what did he do? But now he comes back and, you know, he looks more badass, more taken seriously, former NXT champion. He arrives to the WWE and nothing, right? And you think by just how he looked on his physique alone, he's going to get pushed to the moon. Right? He looks badass. He can wrestle. He can talk. What happened? What is going on? Right? When the Money in the Bank arrived, you think he was going to win it? He didn't win it. Who won Money in the Bank, as a matter of fact? Brock. He won Money in the Bank, right? And then the Royal Rumble rolled around. Oh, crap. The Royal Rumble. Drew McIntyre is going to win this one, right? He was a shoo-in to win it. Nope. Seth Rollins wins the Royal Rumble. All right. Well, okay. WrestleMania, right? He's finally going to get that big push. He's going against Roman Reigns. He has to beat Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns has been, he's been out for a while. He's a little bit rusty. Drew McIntyre is on fire. They're going to push him to the moon. And he jobs to Roman Reigns. Which brings me to the King of the Ring. This was tailor-made for Drew McIntyre, right? There was a lot of favorites because there was a lot of stars in this King of the Ring. But how did Drew not win? He got eliminated in the first round, right? And I don't know, man. Like, what are they doing with him? What are they doing? I don't know what he's doing right now. I really don't. And I, like, who beat him? What, Cedric Alexander? I think he, no. That wasn't the first round. Who did he lose to? Look, I think he lost to Ricochet. I don't know. Look, it doesn't matter. All right? My point is, why are they not pulling the trigger on Drew McIntyre? I mean, he has everything it takes to be a WWE superstar. Right? I mean, I would think so. And now he's getting lost in a shuffle. Because I don't know what he's doing right now. You know, I don't know. Maybe he'll go back to NXT UK. Or he'll go back to the regular NXT. Or... He lost so much steam. You know, how do you revive him? How? And I thought that the King of the Ring was going to be the way that they do it. But it's not. Right? So... I don't know what's going on with Drew McIntyre, man. But they better fix it. Okay? All right? Because he has what it takes to become a superstar. He has what it takes to carry the company. Just pull the trigger on the guy. Give him the push that he deserves. I always say, right? I don't know. Well, which brings me to the King of the Ring. Right? All right. This had to be the most star-studded, as far as, like, talent is concerned, this had to be the most star-studded King of the Ring you could have, right? You had Ricochet, Cedric Alexander, The Miz, Cesaro, Drew McIntyre, Samoa Joe, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, Elias, who's the other guy? Ali, right? And the finals comes down to Baron Corbin and Chad Gable? Yo, who is writing this? Right? Whoever it is who's in charge of writing stories or creatives or the script, they need to be reprimanded. I always say, right? Because how do you have... There's so many favorites that could have won this King of the Ring, and nobody picked Chad Gable or Baron Corbin. And they're in the finals? How does that make sense? How? I mean, Chad Gable in the finals of the King of the Ring? Now, there's a reason why the King of the Ring was relegated to now it's Monday Night Raw, because the final's not going to take place at the Clash of Champions. And I understand, because nobody wants to see Chad Gable and Baron Corbin, right? This is bad booking at its worst, right? Because as far as the talent that was involved in this King of the Ring, it doesn't make sense for Baron Corbin to make it to the finals. As far as the Raw brand is concerned. And Chad Gable, even worse. It doesn't make sense. The No one wants to see that finals because they should not have made it to the finals. They shouldn't have. The WWE fans deserve better. For our, we're just so committed, right? We don't miss a show. We've ordered the network, right? We tune into every pay-per-view every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night. And this is what they give us? Oh my gosh. Look, I promised myself that I wouldn't get mad and I wouldn't get riled up. Okay? But I can't help it. Because none of it makes sense. Like, if Chad Gable wins the King of the Ring, that's ridiculous. It's bad booking. You know? If Baron Corbin wins the King of the Ring, then you saw it coming. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm starting to like Baron Corbin. All right? I think he was getting far too much exposure a few weeks ago when he was the general manager. He was getting way too much exposure. I don't think he deserved a match with Kurt Angle at WrestleMania. But I'm going to tell you right now. That guy's good. I like Baron Corbin. And, you know, I don't think he should have made it to the King of the Ring finals. But I'll accept that. But I will not accept Chad Gable making it to the finals. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? You gotta be kidding, right? Now it's not even gonna take place at the Clash of Champions. And it had so many people, as well as myself, excited for this King of the Ring, and they killed it. They killed it with Chad Gable. There's no underdog story here. I don't want that. I don't want no underdog story, okay? I don't care for it. I don't want this guy in my finals. But, you know, it's not up to me, right? Classic Vince McMahon. Classic Vince McMahon. Right? I don't know. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Just continue to tune in and watch this. Because that's what I'm going to do. Whether I like it or not, I'm just going to keep watching. But this is why the ratings are low. Jeez. But, you know, in a lighter note, Impact Pro Wrestling just struck a deal with AXS TV. AXS TV, if you guys don't know, I think it used to be owned by Mark Cuban. I don't think it is anymore. I think he sold it. But, you know, that's the channel that New Japan Pro Wrestling comes on and Women of Wrestling. And now they're going to have Impact Pro Wrestling. So that's some pretty exciting stuff because I can't watch Impact Pro Wrestling. I can't watch it because I don't know what channel it comes on, right? And it has just been bouncing from one station to the other. And you know, how do you keep up on something that keeps changing its location? Right, one minute it's on Spike, the next minute it's on Destination America, then it's on Pop, then it's on, I don't even know where it's at right now. I don't know where it is, but, you know, I keep hearing that they're putting out good content, but I can't see it, right? I know my boy Big Mike is there, Michael Elgin. I was really hoping that he would turn up in Ring of Honor or something like that, or stay in New Japan, you know? Completely caught me by surprise when he showed up in Impact. Because, you know, you don't really get to see Impact, you know, because you really don't know what channel it comes on. So I just thought he deserved better. Like, why would you go there? But, you know, now they struck a deal with AXS. And now, not only do we get New Japan. Not only do we get Women of Wrestling, which is a pretty good show. Check that out, you know. Now we get Impact Pro Wrestling on the same channel. So I don't think I'm going to be tuning in to any other channel for my wrestling fix. Right? Why? I always say. But here's the thing. the thing about Impact Pro Wrestling coming on Access TV is just that now, they're not sure what the state of New Japan Pro Wrestling is going to be, because New Japan, their contract with AXS TV. I say that because that's what I gotta say on my cable for it to read it. I can't say access. That voice remote that you have. If I say Access TV, they're gonna spell out as ACCESS, and I mean AXS. So it's Access TV, but I'm used to saying AXS. You know where I'm going with this. But yeah, so their contract with New Japan is up in 2021. And as much as I want to see Impact Pro Wrestling, I don't want to see that replacing New Japan Pro Wrestling. I like that. You know, so I'm hoping that they continue their agreement with New Japan and give us Impact. Because if that's going to be what replaces New Japan, then I can do without Impact Wrestling. Right? I don't want that replacing New Japan. That's like having Young Justice on Cartoon Network replaced by Teen Titans. You know, like, why would you change that? Young Justice is better. Why would you give us Teen Titans? Granted, Teen Titans is funny. You know, my son watches that show, and now I watch it because it's hilarious. It's a pretty funny cartoon. I don't know if it's underrated because I think it's pretty popular. But, I wasn't happy about it replacing Young Justice as far as a show is concerned, because Young Justice is a better show. It's taken more seriously. It's more catered towards, like late teens or people my age. You know, I can appreciate Young Justice. So when it was replaced with something as cartoonish as Teen Titans Go, I was like, this is ridiculous. Why would you replace it with this? This is crap. It's not even a crime fight. It's just a bunch of jokes. But guess what? The jokes hit the mark. And now it's one of my favorite shows. Oh, man. But yeah. So hopefully they continue their agreement with New Japan. Because I'm not a subscriber to New Japan World. You know, I was. Did I ever tell you guys what happened? Here's what happened. It's so hard nowadays to avoid spoilers, right? And I think during the G1 climax, I didn't want to have anything spoiled for me. So I just happened to go on YouTube and found out who won what match. And I got so mad that I kind of just, I went to the DVR and I erased all of my New Japan Pro Wrestling. It's my way of protesting, okay? I erased all my New Japan Pro Wrestling. I went on the New Japan World website and I canceled my subscription. I went on Ring of Honor and I canceled my subscription. That was my way of sticking it to the goddamn spoilers. All right? And now if it's not going to come on Access TV anymore, how am I going to watch it? I'm going to have to resubscribe to New Japan World. And I don't want to do that because it doesn't work on my TV. It pauses all the time. Ugh. It's so hard to be a wrestling fan, man. You know? Because it's not that you see everything coming, you know? It's not that you know what's going to happen. It's just that people tell you what's going to happen. Goddamn spoilers, man. It's ruining the world. It's ruining the world. Okay? Nobody, like, we're going to grow up in a place where people aren't even going to know what a surprise is. Right? Mm-hmm. I love surprises. I love them. But I haven't been surprised in 11 years. Not since the internet was invented 11 years ago. You know? I would love to be shocked. But how do you get shocked when people keep telling you what's going to happen? I don't know, man. I don't know. But we'll see what happens. A lot of things are going on in the wrestling world. And I'm looking forward to it, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to have everything spoiled for me. You know, this is why I don't like going on the internet. This is why I avoid social media. This is my exact reasons, because whatever it is you want to find out, it's going to get spoiled for you. Right? That's all social media is. That's all YouTube is. Right? Bad news and spoilers. I don't know. But, yeah. All right, that's going to do it for this week's episode of the All Last Matters podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. And, you know, you guys enjoy your weekend. I'm going to enjoy my weekend. I'm going to go home, have a little bit of the bubbly. And I'm going to watch Bill Burr's special on Netflix. All right? So enjoy your weekend. I'll talk to you next week.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.